The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 2-0 in conference and 5-0 overall. Nebraska has a bye this week and next plays October 15th at Indiana. Coach, thanks for joining us. If you could give some quick opening comments, then we'll open it up the call for media questions.
Well, we were, first of all, very, very glad to win in our last game against Illinois. It was a well-prepared team we played and a hard-fought game. So we were glad to get out of that with a win. And then it appears the bye is coming at a good time for us because we've got a couple players that got hurt in the game, give them a little bit more time to heal up. And it just feels like if we're going to have a bye, this is probably a good time for us.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts. We will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Brian Christopherson, Lincoln Journal Star.
Hey, Mike, what is the injury rundown with Westerkamp, you know, Seathan Carter specifically, also Alonzo Moore and Tanner Farmer?
Well, I'll start with the last two because they missed the last game. And we, with those two guys, Brian, we're hopeful that they'll be ready. I don't think Jordan and Seathan will make it for the next game, but possibly for the game after that. It's going to be, after about a 10-day period, it's going to be how they feel and then with what they have if they are able to perform pain-wise. So it's going to be a little while before we can tell exactly when they might be back.
I know it was tough to label Jordan's injury on the spot Saturday. Could you label it now? And how do you feel you can fill in for obviously two key weapons if they're out for a game or so?
Well, I think that the best I can do with that labeling is it was an injury to his back. But I think that it's going to be mostly eventually just, you know, right now everything is very, very sore and tight.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just going to be a matter of how quickly it loosens up and how much better he can feel in a certain amount of time. And I think that's going to take some time. But glad it wasn't any worse than that and that he will, it appears that he will be back relatively soon.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Sam.
First of all,
good.
I wanted to ask about Divine Ozigbo and what his injury status is. And secondly, there was a couple of plays during the game on Saturday where you had five or six current or former walk-ons on the field for your offense.
Mm-hmm.
What's the balance there in terms of the value of having those guys in the program, but also developing some of the guys that you have on scholarship? Because you have a lot of scholarship offensive linemen who are, frankly, lower on the depth chart than some of your walk-ons. So I'm kind of curious what the balance is there. But first, I wanted to ask you about Divine Ozigbo.
Well, Divine sprained his ankle, and all we know with that right now, Sam, is he probably won't be practicing this week. So his availability for the next game, we'll know a lot more when we're going to practice 3 days this week starting today, and when they all come back on Sunday, we'll know, in how good a shape he'll be to get ready for the game. And then the other question is, you know, from where we are early in the program right now with the guys that are in the program, once we start practicing, they kind of lose that tag of walk-on and they just get to earn where they are. I think we've been, with the injuries we've had in the offensive line, starting with Gerald Foster in camp, we've been fortunate with a veteran walk-on player like Sam Hahn that just has been that guy that just keeps working and pushing for his opportunity. And when he got it, he's performed well for us. So, you know, and then we get in a situation where, you know, we have the next man up for David Neville out there, who's had a bad ankle and who couldn't continue in the game. The next man up's Cole Conrad. He's earned that spot. He's relatively young. So we have high hopes for Cole as we go forward, and that's, you know, that's kind of where it is. We try to just, as much as we can, give guys an opportunity to prepare themselves and compete. And if they've earned that spot, then they become the next man up, and that's what Sam did, that's what Cole did, you know, then we've got people that are very obvious that are good players and established players that earned starting spots, like Brandon Riley, that was a walk-on. So, you know, I think that, you know, I don't know how this changes as we go forward, but with the guys that have been in the program, these are the spots they've earned, and they've taken advantage of it.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.